Let's return to our coverage of the Russian bombings. Two suicide bombings in as many days have left 27 people dead in the southern Russian city of Volgograd. The attacks have increased fears about security at the Sochi Winter Games, which open in the Black Sea Resort on the 7th of February. There are now fears, though, that the attacks could be part of an increasingly violent campaign by Islamic insurgents ahead of the Games. On the line now from Singapore is Dr. Alexei Morayevov. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, and I apologise for making a mistake over your name.
Pleasure, Kathy.
Now, you're an expert on Russian strategic affairs and head of Department of Social Science and International Studies at Curtin University. You're clearly got some insight into, I guess, some of the issues that Russia has been grappling with, not just with these current attacks, but over a long period now. The most recent information we have from the Russian investigators is that there appears to be a linkage, a DNA linkage now, and a similar modus operandi between these two most recent suicide bombings. What are you reading from the information that we've got to date?
Well, clearly we can talk about a string of well-coordinated attacks. Volgograd, former Stalingrad, is not the first, was attacked not only now, but there was a similar type of suicidal attack that time on the bus a few months ago back in October. Why Volgograd was chosen again to carry out suicide attack? I guess for a number of reasons. First of all, it's outside of the Northern Caucasus, where the Russians continue to proceed with high-level counter-terrorist operation, which makes life for extremists incredibly difficult. On the other hand, it is connected by roads with areas like Dagestan, where the majority of current terrorist activity is happening. So in terms of accessibility, it's one of easy-to-access places. It's also outside of Sochi area, where security is incredibly tight and makes life operational life for any perpetrator incredibly difficult. So in terms of selecting a vulnerable target, also adding a degree of symbolism, given the fact that, as I said, Volgograd is former Stalingrad, so it has a high degree of symbolism for the Russians, which links to their national pride, the stand when they took against the Germans and achieved victory, makes it, if not an ideal target, but certainly something that can deliver a really powerful message for both internal consumption, meaning trying to increase fear inducement among the Russians, particularly just before New Year Eve celebrations, and also internationally in the context of the forthcoming Olympics.
So do you share those fears then that these attacks could become part of an increasingly violent campaign ahead of the Games?
There has been a speculation that a number of extremist organizations operating inside Russia with linkages to overseas sponsors, as well as international extremist organizations, as well as sponsor states, would want to use the Olympics to put political pressure on Russia. So it may be at the beginning of a series of well-orchestrated and well-organized attempts to carry out a sequence of terrorist attacks in the lead to the Olympics. As I said again, I think the chances of a terrorist event occurring actually around Sochi or in Sochi would be quite minimal, because security regime there is incredibly tough. But trying to run an attack somewhere else, because obviously Russia, being the world's largest geopolitical entity, makes incredibly difficult for law enforcement and intelligence community to cover every single major city, particularly with the emphasis being on Moscow, being on Sochi, being on North Caucasus, a possibility. So it may not just be the last terrorist attack we may be seeing, but it will also very much depend on how the Russians would respond to this.
And how would you expect the Russian government to respond?
Well, already they deployed several thousand personnel in Volgograd. They initiated their counterterrorism regime. So I think they will try to engage in a number of preemptive measures. They're trying to decapitate these cells that are operating. And we're talking about effectively a group of maybe five or six active combatants that would carry out an attack. What also makes this attack a particular interest that just like with attack in October on the bus, the attack on the railway station in Volgograd was carried out by female suicide bombers. So we're talking about effectively similar sort of a cell carrying out a similar type of attack. And the question is how many more suicide bombers have been trained and ready to go. There was an attempt to carry out an attack on New Year's Eve on the Red Square 2 years ago at the time when they bombed international terminal in one of Moscow airports. So I guess we can talk about an attempted repeat to carry out a high-profile attack at the time when Russians celebrate their most popular secular holiday, but this time with a clear political message attached to it, which obviously is linked to the forthcoming Olympics Games, Sochi.
And is this clear political message solely for Russia, or is it a international message?
Well, I think it is an international message. One of the problems with us trying to read what's happening in Russia, we tend to look at it as a more like an isolated case. So when we've got a terrorist attack occurring, say, in London or in Madrid or somewhere in Western Europe or somewhere in South Asia, somewhere in North America, we tend to associate it with a broader extremist campaign mounted against Western civilization by Islamic extremism. But we tend to look at what's happening in Russia as something isolated. We still tend to look at it as something that has been linked to the fight for independence by the Chechen separatists back in the early 1990s. However, the situation has changed, and now Russia has been targeted in the same way as Western European nations. For Islamic extremism, Russia, the United States, Western Europe is not something really different. They look at it as part of this global infidel chain that they want to break. They've got their reasons to attack the Russians, and it's not just about the Olympics, it's also about Russia's position on Syria and the way how they effectively supporting the regime of Assad, who is fighting extremists there, Russia's political victory in Iran, and we need to remember that the majority of al-Qaeda-linked terrorist groups are Sunni, so for the Russians supporting the Shiite, make them more appealing in brackets to Sunni violent extremists. So you can actually look at the strain of political successes that the Russians managed to achieve this year, which obviously provide extra justification for terror-minded groups and certainly sponsor of those groups to consider Russia to be a legitimate in brackets target, and obviously put more pressure on Russia, trying to humiliate Russia, trying to create problems for Putin and the Kremlin before a high-profile international event, which would be Sochi Games.
They've certainly grabbed everybody's attention. Look, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Dr. Alexei Murariov, who is with the Curtin University's Department of Science and International Studies. You're on RN Summer Breakfast. It's 8:15.